This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We are standing by for Dak Prescott on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. As Brian brought us his Krusty's Corner every afternoon here in the nation. Usually it's at 3:40, but we were moving things around here anticipating Brian, so we're just kind of doing some Q&A last segment. Here's the corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I like the question and answer stuff. Still waiting on Dak Prescott. Got word about Steele.
Oh.
Still working on that.
Okay.
They're still working on that. They don't know exactly what they have. So hopefully, it sounded like to me that maybe they went and took this kid in for an MRI and stuff to see where they're at. I said, hey, what can you tell me about Steele? And they said, we're working on that as we speak. So
I'm not a doctor, obviously. I do attempt to play one on the radio, Brian. That doesn't sound good.
No, it really, really doesn't. I mean, like I said, it might be a thing where they just don't have the information back yet. You know, they just don't have it, as they work through it, maybe we'll get a little update. You know, it might be something that like he's just not back. You know, and he went off and he's just not back. They maybe had to send him somewhere else to get this done.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes the X-ray machine you have isn't fine enough to detect a hairline fracture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and make it sound like doom and gloom. They said, hey, we're working on it now. That's the message I got. So maybe here later in the afternoon, we'll get an update on that.
Fingers crossed for just some tendonitis, some joint inflammation, and they were just being extra careful. Maybe 10 days off, be good to go.
Yeah, sprain, something like that, something that you can kind of work through that. But I didn't see it happen yesterday. This must have been something that this must have been something that took place, you know, after practice, that probably, you know, slept on it overnight, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we need to maybe swole up on him, and then we maybe need to go take a look at it.
So, those sprained ankles are tricky, man. Sometimes it feels like I'll never walk again, and you are up in 20 minutes, and then other times you're like, what was that? And wake up tomorrow, it's worse.
Yeah, the overnight stuff is.
How would they be fixed if they had to go without him right now? If they had to go without Terrence Steele for a while, that's not a pretty picture, is it?
Well, no, because there's so much with the unknown with Adeniji. If he's going to be the one that's going to get the first crack at this, I would say that, you know, he is a guy that is a it's not like you're throwing a rookie guy out there. It's not like you're throwing, say, Thomas out there, who is a second-year guy with a little bit no experience. Adeniji is a guy that has 6 years of experience. So that, you know, it's a, at least it's a veteran player in that regard that has some experience, starting some NFL games. And that's, I think, you know, right now, that would be the first thing that I would think of. It's like, and I really thought that Awesome Richards had been working on the left side. And, you know, it might not be, they might be legitimately thinking like left side players and right side players, not, okay, this guy's a swing tackle mm-hmm. thing. I mean, they might be thinking left side, right side, having a guy that can do each. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Fingers crossed. What else jumped out to you today that's on your notebook, buddy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I really, it's when I watch these with the offensive line. I know we talked about with them and that ability, and I'm starting to get a better feel of how they're going to run this football. And when you go down to the other end of the field, I was with the defensive guys yesterday, and today I was with the offensive line, and I just wanted to get how are they teaching these drills? How are they teaching the scheme? It wasn't one of those things where you're like going, okay, we're just going to, we're going to pull in guards and stuff. They worked on things where it was like some down block and stuff and turn, move your feet, that kind of, you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe this is going to be some seal and pull and those kind of things. And then all of a sudden they get into really the meat and potatoes of the period. And it's like, okay, now they're hip to hip and they're working on that. They're pushing. And then you see that kind of translate into how they're running the football. And so they're going to – their idea is, I think the outside stuff is going to be more of a – the outside stuff run is going to be from the shotgun. The inside stuff, or how they're going to probably run the football, is going to be more of a like under center, take the ball to the back. And then let that back, let them push that front, and then the back make the read off that. So that's that power gap scheme. And I should have known better when they drafted Booker. You know, that's what they're probably going to do. They got into a lot of 12 personnel stuff. They got into where Hunter Lipke was. Sometimes he's a fullback. Sometimes he's a tight end. They're trying, I think, to be a team that's not going to be too fancy at running this football.
Scooney had a nice catch today. Is he part of that 12, or has it been mostly
span forward?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of it has been Ferguson and then span forward. And Schottenheimer said it today on the podium. It's not that Scooney's been bad. It's been span forward as a whole, mm-hmm. The tight end group as a whole has looked pretty good. And Ferguson made a couple of plays today. He looks like he's healthy. You know, last year he was banged up with the knee and then the concussion. It just wasn't a very good look for him last year. It was a big struggle. But Span Ford made a couple of plays yesterday, a really good adjusting catch that he made. And then today they threw him the ball again and he's able to make a play. So we haven't seen drops or problems. This tight end group we kind of thought was like, maybe a little bit questioned other than Ferguson. Well, here's, Span Ford and Schoonmaker both kind of showing up a little bit. I thought something was really interesting today. When they were working with the offensive line, they go over on to the drills, the tight ends, and they got three tight ends that don't go over there. And I wonder if they kind of feel these guys, are they really just pass receiving tight ends and really not blocking tight ends? And that's Fairweather, the rookie from Auburn. He didn't go over. Tyler Neville, he didn't go over there as well. And then also John Stevens didn't go over. So they got these – every other tight end is over there working with the offensive line on the combination periods and stuff. But those three guys stay with a different group or stay with a coach and work on their own. So I need to ask about that. Like, why do those three guys don't get to go over and work with the other guys? You know, yeah, right. Do you guys feel like that they're just really, know, are these guys just really pass catchers and not blockers? I was just kind of curious why those three guys didn't get the opportunity. But maybe I'll figure that out here in a little bit.
The running back room, I mean, we kind of all threw dirt on Deuce Vaughn, but we're starting to see some maybe a different look in Deuce Vaughn.
Well, the one thing when Deuce Vaughn has space, we've seen him run with some explosiveness and some quickness. You know, that's kind of what he did at Kansas State. There's been times where, you know, maybe that group that he was running behind the last couple of years, maybe they just haven't been good enough. You know, maybe when he's gotten opportunities, they just haven't been good enough getting him space. But he's made some violent cuts. Ball going to the right, and all of a sudden things open up, and he sees it, and he's into the secondary. So, he looks like a much different player than he's looked the last 2 years, having to, you know, run behind a line where it looked like he was kind of stuck in mud.
They've been working some screen game action today, Broadus?
Yeah, a little screen game stuff, and our guy Ezra Rocco just blew it up. They tried to throw one to his side. They tried to slip. I'll tell you an interesting kind of a scheme thing they're doing, and they take the back and they take Lipke and they throw. They act like they're running a screen with those two. It's like a two man screen, and so they tried to run it today, going to the left. And that draws the defense. It kind of stretches the defense, and they then took Ferguson and put him inside. And so what happened is they get the stretch with the fake screen, and then it opens space inside. So they just fit the ball to the tight end. They did that two different times for kind of some nice little gains inside, where you're thinking, oh damn, they're throwing the screen going here, and as the defense expands, then that just allows Ferguson to kind of sit in the middle, and Dak was able to hit him. But yeah, they tried to throw the ball to Williams on a screen to the right, and Ezra Rocco just blew it up. I mean, he was right there waiting for it.
Man, so, he's doing everything, isn't he? This guy's going to be a star.
Yeah. Well, he's just, you know what? I mean, the learning curve for him seems just so small because he can rush the passer. I mean, he's not just taking advantage of second and third offensive linemen. He's honestly like rushing, you know, whether it's when Steele was in there or when Guyton was in there. You know, he's honestly doing some good rushing and against some good players. So he just seems like to me that he's got a real good understanding, you know, wherever they put him, whether it's on the right side or the left side. He's got this feel for how to get up the field, you know, how to, you know, not get fooled. A lot of these guys will just run up the field and then the ball goes inside or it goes over the top of them or something like that. And then, you know, they're out of position or they go too far past the quarterback. This kid doesn't seem to have that issue at all.
When you were saying earlier, you don't think their run game's going to be, diverse or fancy or whatever. There's still plenty of opportunity to provide contrast, because one of the themes of Shoddy's talking is to be unpredictable. So you're not saying they're going to be a predictable run game, are you?
Yeah, if they're a power gap scheme, it's not very that's not a pretty run scheme. That's just get hip to hip and push is what that is. And that's allowing the backs. It's very reminiscent of what we used to see back in the Shanahan days I'm talking about old man Shanahan running the football. Like, you know, you get a back, you get guys that are going to push. That Denver scheme was really more, instead of pushing, it was really cutting is what it was. They chopped those defensive linemen. So they, you know, those guys played low. They were a lot lighter back then. But this scheme is this hip to hip and push is what they do, and then let the backs cut off that. At least through the first 3 days, that's how they've shown their run scheme.
So off tomorrow, and then we're going to get in pads soon?
Sunday. So Sunday. What time do you guys get in Sunday, by the way?
I think 12:30.
You're cutting into my practice is what you're doing. Yeah, that's good planning on your part. But here we are. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we got a padded practice on Sunday, and then a padded practice again on Monday is what we got.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we got a day off tomorrow, and then they have that ceremony, the Oxnard ceremony, where, you know, we get up here and everybody sings and has
mayor
a good time.
Comes out
and mayor comes
cut
out
a ribbon.
Gets, gives Jerry a ball or a jersey and says, thanks for being here, and then away we go with a practice.
We should just get Carter or Ruben to come pick us up on Sunday, bro. You don't need to be missing any practice.
Nah, man,
time.
We're all good. We're all good. You're going to be proud of this vehicle I got. This thing is a beast.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to see it for yourself.
I hope it's another man van.
Oh, wait till you see this thing. Dawson, you're going to appreciate driving this thing.
Love it. You're the man. All right. Anything on Jaden Blue?
You know what? He lined up in the wrong spot today, and they had to rehuddle, you know, but he has gotten some opportunities to run the football. He is very, very explosive. And there was one time, like I said, where they had this, they went up to the line, and he was a little bit confused to where he needed to be. He needed to start on the right side because they brought him from the right side to the left side in motion, and they had to rehuddle and stuff like that. And Dak walked up and explained to him, you know, you had to be over here instead of over here. So they kind of figured that all out. So, you know, but hey, when he gets the ball, you can tell. I mean, him and Deuce and William, our guy Sanders. I mean, it is a good deal. By the way, here comes the quarterback.
Speaking of Dak.
Yeah, so he's heading to the podium right now, and I am watching him walk up to the podium, and he is now sitting down. Tab is going to introduce him, and away we go.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Marty Balvin. Ready? Everybody ready? Good afternoon.
Afternoon. This is different. I don't like this one.
You don't like this?
Yeah, I'd rather stand. Yeah. Sorry, though. Sorry. What the head coach wants.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. 3 days in, just your thoughts on how the offense has been looking and everybody's being comfortable in it.
Yeah, definitely getting comfortable, taking steps. Excuse my voice. taking steps from the offseason. That's what it was about. I mean, we had a great offseason, great OTAs and mini camps. So it was about taking another step, and I think we're heading in that direction. And honestly, not just the offense, the team. I mean, talking about Shoddy, preaches, I mean, compete every day. And I think if you've watched these last three practices, the competition is high. The competition makes practice fun. It raises everybody's level and standard, and that's all you can ask for. So it's been a good 3 days. Not anything that anybody's complacent or content with. And we'll continue grinding, pushing each other, pushing ourselves, and knowing that that's the only thing that we can do right now is each and every day try to get better, 1% better, and understanding that's going to compound. And we'll put together a team that we're proud of.
Training camp practices where there's been fights, but it seems that almost every day so far there's something going on. How surprised are you by that? Was that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. I don't think there's necessarily I mean, maybe one of them we had some punches going, but other than that, I mean, it's football. It's high emotions. You got guys out here practicing and competing for their life, competing for jobs. You've got to have that edge. I think that's a difference. That's the difference right there is how passionate these guys are. I mean, they're being taught and being told to compete every day, and some guys compete different ways, right? And I think when you put that together at times, you're going to have those disagreements, you're going to have those frustrations, but they've been doing a good job of, for the most part, viping each other up, looking in the face and realizing, okay, this is my teammate. I'm not going to take it there. And just as important as that, understanding that you can't take it there on game day either. So, learning from it, controlling the emotions at the same time of being competitive. I mean, Coach says it all the time, we can be competitive without being combative. So I think it's a fine line, and I think we're flirting with it, and I think that's healthy.
Well, speaking of healthy, obviously we expected you to be full go, but just tell us how you feel coming off with the hamstring, the surgery in the offseason, and we saw you take off a couple of times today. Just talk about
it. Yeah, man, and took off or just ran? I mean... I said it. Yeah. No, I feel good. Feel, like, as you said, healthy. It's been a long road to it. Obviously, it started last year during the season. So to be where I am now, it's just a blessing just to be out there on the field and feel healthy. A lot of work has went into it, whether it be with the team, Jim Britt, those guys, or whether it be obviously Luke and all the time that we spend together. It's a blessing. It's something that I think about every time I step on that field, being thankful for this moment, staying where my feet are, not taking anything I do for granted, and understanding that I've got to continue to push. It's one thing to be healthy, but how much better can I get now that I'm healthy? And that's on the forefront of my mind. So, feels good.
CD told us yesterday that he really missed being here last year, and he said he didn't really – it was afterwards he realized how much he missed and just being on the same page. But just talk about – would you guys miss him not being here last year and the excitement of him being here and getting to make up those things?
Yeah, I don't really care to talk about last year in that sense. He said it there. It's something that we've discussed, whether it be just in free time or actually, you know, we had good moments out in our receiver retreat that he, you know, he spoke to me about that and just not only about what it meant or how it felt last year, but what it means for him to be here now and what he's going to be and the type of man and leader and player he's going to be. And it's evident. You look out there and watch him, an individual, the way he's leading the receivers, watch him with GP and their interactions, or watch him with anybody else on the offense and the way that he's carrying himself. And just as importantly, the way that he practices with his speed and his tempo and the urgency. That's a guy that's not taking any day being out there for granted. And, yeah, it's a blessing having him out there and knowing that we can get better right now. And we don't have to wait until, you know, something's done. And we're really just stacking off of the offseason, the great offseason that we had. And super excited for what he's going to do and what we're going to do and just the growth in our connection.
Dak, Todd Archer with ESPN. Last year, you and CD had your contract deal. This year, it's with Micah. How did you deal with that? What do you think the best way to deal with that stuff is?
I mean, it's an every year conversation, whether it's myself, Zach Martin, CD Lamb, now Micah Parsons. It's part of it in a sense. Now, it's something that I wish that we, any of us, are going through. Absolutely not. But I think Micah's doing a hell of a job with it being here. He's a great teammate, showing up, obviously, not just on the field and being focused, but whether it be in the camaraderie, hanging out, dinner, he's not just doing it to sign off and say, hey, Jerry, look at me. But he wants to be out there practicing. And honestly, I'm glad he's not. He can't do that to himself. That's the business of it. And that's the business of a holdout. And so I do think he's taken some great steps of being here. I don't know if there's a correct way to handle it, to be honest with you. I will say that I think he deserves to get paid, think he should get paid, and ultimately, if I'm going off of the history of what I've seen, he will get paid. Hopefully, it's sooner than later.
With the offense and the changes and stuff, Shotty's talked about not being static and a lot of motion and movement. What does that do for you?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, obviously, it uncovers the defense. Yeah, it gives us the tails that we need, help us create matchups on certain plays, gives us access when that's what we're looking for. So I think it just depends on when the movement happened, what's the purpose of the movement and within the play. And, it's something that's going to help us out a lot, but it's something that we've also just got to make sure that we're not just living only in that, you know. Got to get up there and snap it sometimes as well, and that's kind of been the point of using that is you don't know really when we're going to motion, when we're not, when we're going to hit you with something fast. So it's just another great weapon.
John Machado with The Athletic. Where do you think everything's at with you and George Pickens on the field? How much more do you think that you guys need to do to get to where you want to be? And CD talked a little bit yesterday about how there's parts of George's game that we haven't even seen yet out on the field, like high point the ball and things like that. Do you think that's all to come, or just kind of where do you think it's
at? Yeah, I think that's all to come. I don't think that's necessarily like something we've got to grow into. I think more so than anything, it was just the first red zone day. I think if, you know, we doubled the number of reps we had in there today, you would have seen one or two of them. And I just think that's going to come with who he is, the matchups that we're going to get. Hit him on a great, nice little out route there, right? And so they want to start sitting on that. You're going to see, you know, the jump balls that CD's alluding to. And For him, it's just about continuing to master the offense, the routes, and the adjustments on certain routes. And when he does that, the rest of it's going to come. And so that's important for all of us. I mean, the guys hadn't been here too long, so it's just about making sure he feels comfortable in the system and knowing what he has. And whether him catching the ball and that connection, I've said it before, when you're an elite player like him, you create separation. That makes that whole deal easier.
And then, obviously, after you guys get done stretching, you do that thing where you run through those pads, and you seem like you really bring a lot of energy, like you're really excited for the guys, get them going during that portion. How much do you feel like that you need to kind of be one of the guys that's also like, hey, I'm not just going to be the 10-year veteran. I'm gonna bring some of this energy too.
I think that's who I am as much as anything. I don't think it's like, oh, I've got to do this. I think what I have to do is be myself and have fun at practice and enjoy my teammates. And honestly, I was, you know, was told not to do those drills, you know, just from health. So, hell, I'm not about to sit there, you know, cross my arms and watch them. Like, the whole point of the drill is to get some juice going and to get the guys going and get our energy high to start practice. So if I've got to be the hype man, that's what I'm going to do. It's probably why I'm losing my voice is that's how we start practice. You know, I'm just screaming for no reason. So it's important because, as I said, it's who I am. And I'm never going to be just the old guy sitting back, you know what I mean? And that's that just rolls into on the field and that connection to the guys and the trust. They understand that if I was young and spry, I would be doing everything. You can't keep me from a rep. So, it's important for me just to support my guys in any chance that I get.
Spry, right? Building on the mobility conversation, how are you able to balance the context of the injury you suffered last year with also not wanting to limit aspects of your game that have worked for you?
Yeah, I think it's about trusting the rehab process, which I have. But then, as I said, now being healthy, it's about how can I get better? I can't say, okay, the hammy's good and I don't need to run anymore. Well, no, I need to continue to be pushing running. I need to continue to do things that has gotten me to this point, gotten my health to this point, because it's only going to get me healthier and it's only going to allow me to do the things that I want to do during the season, throughout the season, and obviously limit any risk of anything else or re-injuring anything. So it's about working and honestly working without that injury in my mind. Great doctor, great, obviously, Luke and great team with Britt and the guys that have me to where I am is just continue to trust the process and continuing to improve not only on my game, but just in the health and understanding everything that goes into it, whether it be the sleep, the nutrition, all the recovery mobilities. I can't take a day off, and, you know, I don't. And I'm thankful that, you know, I have all those resources and have the means to do everything that I can and to make sure that I'm feeling well and feeling as good as I am now.
You were here last year whenever Sam Williams had his injury, and I'm sure you guys had some days in rehab together. What was kind of your excitement for him to get back on the field and for him as well?
Yeah, super, super proud of Sam. As you said, bummed, obviously, especially when anybody goes down. But, yeah, I haven't spent some time with him and Britt on the bands throughout the offseason. That's a guy that's hungry, very hungry for the fam, right? Wearing the shirt now. That's just a testament to not only who he is, but how hard he works and how much he cares for his teammates. And I support that guy in every aspect of life because he does things right. And he's going to have a hell of a year. And now it's just about, as I said, he's healthy, just the same as myself. And he's not content with being just healthy. He wants to make sure that he's better than he was before he got hurt. And so I'm going to continue to push him, encourage him any way that I can, whether it's competing against him right now or it's in the locker room or hell, just wearing this shirt. Super proud of him. He was recognized for the Defensive Golden Whistle Award. And that's a testament to the guy, you know, who works hard of getting back from injury. And so he'll probably be one of the guys, I mean, he'll be a guy that I'll probably vote for on the Ed Block, you know, Courage Award. And so super, super proud of him. And I know he's just getting back to himself, and it's only the beginning.
Tommy Arsch, DallasCowboys.com. Tyler Guyton going into year two. What are you seeing from him in OTAs and training camp? I know he had told us a couple of times that he was kind of disappointed at times with how it went in year one, but do you feel like he's taking the steps that he needs to be better?
Yeah, that disappointment, he's channeled it all into motivation, and that's his fuel of getting better. And I think you saw it, glimpses of it in the offseason to now as we're getting into this training camp, it's continuing to grow. And I think you're only going to see it more when we get these pads on and he can be, you know, really be a lineman again and gets to put his hands on guys and maul guys. But you can look at him and see he's already changing, maturing physically with his body, and just speaking with him and watching the way he approaches the game, the mind's already matured. So he's just going to continue to take steps and super comfortable with where he is, and know that he's not comfortable with where he is, but he's going to continue to get better, and proud of that.
How big is it for him to be back? I know he had missed some time in the last training camp and with several things. How big is it for you to have him there kind of more consistently so that you can kind of get used to having him there?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for the whole team. Just talking with some of the guys and, you know, wondering like where, you know, run game or where this went in past years. And I said, you know, it's a you need five guys, maybe a six, right, playing together all the time, getting multiple reps. Like they don't have to be the best individually, but they have to be the best when they're working together. And so it's way more important to that left guard and to the center and to the tight ends that he's here than it is for me. So it's just about getting that continuity and continuing to build off of that. And it's important for all of those guys to get those reps. And, yeah, so we'll keep doing that. And that's the whole point. And, you know, you can only hope everybody stays healthy and we have that opportunity. But the more that those guys get reps together, the better each and every one of them will be up front.
Brad Sham, Cowboys Radio 105.3, The Fan. What does 10-year veteran sound like to you, and what does it feel like?
It's a blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing. Doesn't seem real at times. I think in 10 years, but I feel great. I'm healthy. I feel young. As you know, kind of part of, you know, shaving the beard off. I'm trying to let you guys see how I feel. But it's a blessing more than anything. As I said, it's something I do not take for granted one bit, whether it be the time in the dining hall, whether it be in the locker room. Obviously, it's out there on the practice field and just getting in practice and knowing this stage of life, getting to spend it with, you know, my daughter and my fiance, my daughters and my fiance out there on the field is that's what says 10 more than anything. You know, as being a young guy, watching the older guys play with their kids afterwards and just understanding that's where I am now. Super, super thankful. Don't take a moment of it lightly. I'm just thankful to be where I am. And as I tell people, I'm just going to continue to be where my feet are. And if that's here, that's here. And if it's at home playing with them, or if it's in the locker room being the best teammate that I can be, because it's in promise. Not a game is, not a practice rep is. So just taking advantage of every single thing that I'm allowed to.
Joe Trahan, WFAA TV. Dak, pulling on that CD Lamb thread a little bit more, he mentioned the San Francisco game where he had a realization that he thought maybe he was doing things just for him and he could be fast and strong and make a great move, but if it didn't work with what you saw and wasn't tailor-made for you, it wouldn't work for the team. Can you talk about how that realization on his point can unlock an even greater potential?
Yeah, I mean, he understands the true connection of it. And I think if I had to guess what he meant in that, right, is, yeah, I can go out there and I can route a guy up and boom, get open right now. But if I'm number two or three in the progression and I'm open now, what does it really matter? And I think that's to his point, is if I'm number three, you know, I'm going to get my depth. I'm going to get all the way to the top of it. And then I'll break the guy off to make sure, you know, that I'm there for Dak. Or if I'm number one, I'm going to win now. You know, it is the time to win now. And I think as much as anything, him noticing that is going to be contagious to all the other guys. And not only contagious, he's going to make sure he's leading and communicating that to the other guys so they understand the importance of it. And when people under the players and receivers understand the importance of that, that's when it all clicks. And that's my point of, you know, whether George and that connection, you know, it's a system and it is plays. And so that connection comes from knowing where you are in the progression, when you're supposed to be there, and getting there at that right time of when I get to you, and whether, you know, I got to you or not, being able to coach off of it, go back and look at it on the film, because when we do get to that progression, we're going to need you. And so that's him just maturing, growing, and becoming the great leader that I've already witnessed, and excited for him just continue to take steps at that.
Dude, Mike Ducey, Fox 4. Tyler Smith, the day you guys arrived, said that he thinks this is a Super Bowl winning roster, potentially. Do you think that's a reasonable expectation?
Hell yeah. If he doesn't believe it, or anybody in that locker room don't believe it, then I ask them to get out. And Shotty said it day one we showed up. If you don't want to win a Super Bowl or don't think we can win a Super Bowl, then don't come to Oxnard, and you're in the wrong place. We know the standard when you wear the star. We know the expectations. And I credit Shotty for not shying away from it. I don't think anybody's ever heard me shy away from it. And so it's just making sure everybody understands that. I mean, with great high expectation comes greater results. So we have to think that. You have to manifest that. You've got to take the steps each and every day with that in the forefront of your mind, or with that in the back of your mind, I guess, or however you think, right, to make sure that you're not taking anything for granted, that every rep you need to get better. We don't need to peak right now, but we do need to make sure that we're getting better, and we're better tomorrow than we were today. We're better today than we were yesterday. And with that mindset and with the camaraderie, the connection, the true brotherhood that we're continuing to build and work on, as Shadi has alluded to from day one, that's a damn sure possibility. So if guys don't believe that, then they're in the wrong team, wrong organization, and wrong place. So I appreciate Tyler for speaking that, saying that, and one, believing that.
Motivated by the top 10 quarterbacks list that did not include you?
Motivated? That's temporary. I don't think I've really ever cared about a list. I was, what, the ninth or so guy taken when I was taken. The list changes every person you ask. The list changes every year. With injuries, obviously the list should change. As young new players come in, the list is going to change. So not something I really ever give weight to. I know who I am. I'm confident who I am. As I said, it's about me just continuing to get better, healthy, and grow, and make sure I'm the best player, quarterback, and leader I can be for this team. And that's the list I care about.
John Javai, WFAA. Dak, you mentioned kind of the 10 years and, you know, where you were then versus now. But you ever think back to, like, what the mindset was for when you first went to your first training camp and what that young man was trying to aspire and accomplish, and then how it's compared to who you are now?
I mean, yeah, the very first one, I was just trying to get a job, right? And then as guys got injured, it was about showing that I could do it. and showing that I belonged. To the year after that and so forth, I think if anyone knows me and spent some time with me outside of just this base right here, you understand, like, I want to get better each and every day in every way that I can. And I can't say that's changed from 24-year-old Dak in second year to now. This is a grind. This is a business. It's tough. And I want it to be tough. I want it to be a grind. I'm up for that each and every day in every way that that is going to come. So I can't say that trying to take advantage and be the best I can has changed to this point. But it's about just the only difference now, as I said, there's a family. And honestly, getting that true balance is, I think it's healthy now when I get to get away from this building and get away from here. My mind truly gets to leave it, where in the past it didn't. And, you know, I think that could be detrimental at times, you know, overthinking things and thinking too much about the things that you want. But, yeah, I think that's the only difference now, is I get a true balance when I get away from here. And when I get in here, how great it is.
Dallas Morning News. One more Sam Williams question. Shadi talked about how he's seen Sam Williams grow up since he's known him. Sam said he agreed with that, talking about how his family's become important in the perspective of last year's injury. Have you seen a grown up Sam Williams?
Yeah, for sure. Still as funny as they get, and will still say anything that he wants. But just the way that he approaches the game, the way that I've watched him show up for treatment every day, the way that I've watched him attack the rehab, that alone, you can tell this guy's mind is matured, and that just continues and runs in every aspect of his life. And whether it be, I mean, him starting a business like this that is doing well, this is a beautiful, comfortable shirt, his expectations of what he wants in life, I think, are that's what's guiding him to grow and mature off the field as well.
Hey, Dak. Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. A large part of success, as you know, is the work ethic and the grind. Another large part of it is having fun doing what you're doing. Multiple sets, multiple looks, under center, read option. You get another weapon in George Pickens. Just talk about how much fun you're expecting to have to start the Schottenheimer era.
Tons of fun. Already having fun. Nothing's better than this game of football. It's always given me such an amazing piece, and there's been different years, different times. It can get tougher, and you can sometimes forget that. But keeping that at the forefront of your mind to have fun, I think, is what leads it. And Shadi's a guy who has fun. We're going to compete our ass off, but we have fun. And I think with that, what having fun is, allowing everyone to be themselves, and that's what we encourage, is to be yourself. And as you said, having those different sets, the different formation, the different looks, that's the way that I've seen the game and have always seen the game. So the more of that we get, I encourage. And, yeah, sure, I might not be as fast or quick as I once was, but trust me, I enjoy still running the ball. And there's a time, there's a place for it. And getting the ball into guys like CD's hands today early and watching him, you know, take a 3-yard pass and make guys miss and get down the field, or whether it be George on a 5-yard route or flipping it to Terp or any of these backs and watching them go make guys miss and have fun. And then I think one of the great parts of that we're continuing to preach is about covering down, right? Covering the ball. And you see the energy from offense and defense. But what that allows you to do is celebrate with your guys as well. And the handshakes, right? All of that's fun. And you have to keep the game fun. And Shadi does a great job of leading this group, leading this team, and leading this offense to make sure that we're doing that and allowing guys to be themselves in every aspect.
Jones, CBS Texas. How big of an addition has Joe Milton been to the quarterback room?
Speaking of fun, Joe's fun. Joe is a blast. Whether it be in meetings, whether it be on the field, you see the energy on the field, whether I'm in making a play, Will's in making a play, or he's in, you know, posing on the sideline or doing dances, you know, after he runs out of bounds or scores a touchdown. That's contagious. It's very contagious. And Joe's a guy that's going to push me to be better each and every day, and we encourage that in our room. That's the competition, right? That's the part of it. And I told Shadi that from day one. That guy came in and we went through a thing, routes on air outside of the building. I came back and I told Shadi, I don't know if I've ever seen someone throw the ball like that. And it's impressive, but he's not complacent with how well he throws the ball. He's going to push himself to get better in the knowledge and the situations of the game. And I think all that does is, right, push myself, push this offense. And super thankful to have a guy like that. As I said, not just fun and energy, but very, very professional. And as much as anything, listens and wants to learn and seeks out my knowledge and advice as much as he probably does any coach. And that's fun to be able to just pour into a guy like that.
Talked about year 10 a couple times. What motivates you at this point?
In the game of football? Yeah, having fun and winning the Super Bowl. Period. Period. It's what I want. It's what I want from this game, and I know it's what everyone wants in this locker room. We got a head coach who I know is hungry for it, who just hearing him speak and hearing him speak about his dad, right, and his father having those chances and those opportunities, that's Super Bowl, winning. And obviously if we give everything we can and you go at it, you know, there's a lot of good things and patches and pats on the back, I guess you can say, on the way of attempting that. But that's what's on my mind. And 10 in, ready to play another 10. But I want that first and foremost now, and that is the urgency that I carry with just the love and the passion of this game, is not only wanting to win for myself, but wanting to win for this organization. It's been well damn long enough, but knowing what it'll do, for the guys in the locker room, and we got to keep that at the forefront of our mind. That's why I said Tyler Smith saying that, Shoddy saying that, guys not backing down from that. Yeah. Look it in the face, look it in the eyes, and do whatever you can. I think that helps you, you know, choose your sacrifices. I think that makes choices for you, you know. I think that shows you the lane that you need to go if you just keep that on your mind. When you're on the field, when you're in drills, when shit gets hard, or, you know, when you're at home on your personal time and you're trying to figure out, should I do this or should I do that? We keep that on our mind, not just me, everyone. When one thinks something is good, but when two think it is powerful, when we can get 100, you know, plus guys to think it, it can happen. So that's what it's about.
Thank you. I love it. There it is. Dak Prescott press conference here on The Fan. Gave you 30 minutes, and that was some really good stuff. We'll come back, react to it. We'll start getting ready for Vach Lombardi, who's going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock as our training camp coverage continues here on The Fan, brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And we're back with more here on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Okay, we're coming off a really interesting Dak Prescott press conference there over the last 30 minutes from about 4:15 to 4:45 or so, and had a lot of very interesting things to say on can they win the Super Bowl this year? He gave that same answer Tyler Smith has and Schottenheimer has. If you don't believe, then I don't want you here. And I like that. I'm pretty sure Dak did just tell me to not come to Oxnard, though. Let me just say that, because I don't believe it. I don't think anybody outside the building believes. Is that accurate? I don't think anybody believes.
I think that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Yes. That's fair. Everybody likes to look towards Vegas, as you know, like Vegas seems to know more than everybody else, and the fact that they have them for what, 7-8 wins, I tell you, they don't think Dallas is going to do it.
So, yeah, 8.5 wins, I think, is the current over-under. Yeah. And the Super Bowl odds are like 45, you know. So if you bet a hundo, you win like $4,500. I think it's a long shot. And I'm totally okay with the players being delusional with their belief, because that's how special things happen
in
sports.
They have to. Yeah, they have to. Yeah, they absolutely. I mean, nobody thought that. I know I give Wolchuk credit for seeing something in the Commanders, but nobody thought that the Commanders were going to end up in the NFC Championship game last year. So, I mean, it's important that they believe. The rest of us could be doubters. You know, that's the way this always works.
But like I said earlier, Brian, I don't know if you were here, but I need Dak and Shoddy to go to Jerry and Steve and whoever else and be real and explain, because, you know, I think Shoddy's giving them a scheme advantage for the first time in a long time with these Cowboys, unlike they've ever had it. Now we need somebody to troubleshoot the team building and spell that out. So you can say, you better believe, but then I need you to go take an opportunity to chat with the general manager and be like, well, here's why actually we got to be salespeople. Okay, we're going up here, we're trying to be confident and positive, but you know, if you really, you know, want to make this thing happen, we need this, this, and this. I don't know if the front office is paying attention enough to know that the teams winning the Super Bowl now are certified GOAT quarterbacks, or they literally do everything top five in the league. You gotta be able to play great defense, run and pass. You gotta be able to pass it and run it yourselves. And until your team is of that standard, you're asking us to go up and lie here to the media about our belief.
It's tough. I mean, because we've talked about the team building aspect of it. I mean, I'll give them credit this offseason. They didn't just rely on the draft. I mean, was there a massive free agent addition? No, but they did make some moves.
They traded for
traded for Pickens.
Yeah.
So that was big. And who knows? I mean, maybe some of these cheap signings, like they actually have a year where they hit on a Kyer Elam. They hit on, you know, a Jack Sanborn. But I understand the pessimism, because I'm right there with the fan base. It's like, we've seen this. It's somewhat of a broken record. There certainly are talented players. Like, I think they've hit a home run with Donovan Ezeraku and hopefully Tyler Booker, their first two picks, and hopefully Revelle can end up getting healthy and he ends up developing into the player that we envisioned as well. But, I mean, even sitting here as Dak is echoing the same frustration that I think we all have, where it's like, why every year is the talking point not on football? It's like, what's going on with Micah getting paid? What's going on with CD? What's going on with Dak? Like, can we just kind of figure out our own stuff? And maybe tomorrow I'll get to this audio of Howie Roseman talking about the importance of getting ahead of some of these contracts. Ooh. And it's just the very big difference of organizational philosophy with the Eagles and the Cowboys.
That sounds like a lot of fun. We'll come back with hour number four of the show. And Brian's podcast partner, you heard him on the draft show, Vach Lombardi, sitting down on the tennis courts. And we'll talk Cowboys football training camp with you next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.